This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. The World of Bluegrass Festival wraps up this weekend in Raleigh. One of the highlights of the five-day convention at the International Bluegrass Music Association is the award ceremony. Balsam Range from Western North Carolina took home three awards, including the top prize, Entertainer of the Year. Balsam Range with lead singer Buddy Melton, who also won Male Vocalist of the Year last night.
Here's to the trains I missed, the loves I lost, the bridges I burned, the rivers I never crossed. Here's to the call I didn't hear, signs I didn't heed, the roads I couldn't take, the map that I just wouldn't read.
No, that award comes just a few years after Buddy Melton was seriously injured in a farm accident that nearly claimed his life. In fact, he talked with me about that accident last year on this program.
In West North Carolina, I have a small farm, as many people in that area do. I had beef cattle. And doing, you know, what you do on a regular basis, things happen quick. Tend to get, I guess, lose your caution with some things, I guess. But I was loading cattle and got kicked by the gate. The cow kicked the gate that I was closing, and it went back into my head and had some major head trauma with basically 12-hour surgery, reconstruction of the eye socket and the nose, and it pushed, shattered the brain, the forehead, pushed bone fragments in the brain. So it was brain surgery and quite extensive surgery and recovery time from that, but you never know what's coming.
So this next song you're going to do, I guess, talks a little bit about that, or is part of that story, is it not? You're going to do Wide River to Cross?
Well, we'll do Wide River to Cross. I think the story behind that is these guys went forward with recording while I was in the hospital, and not knowing whether I'd get out or not, and be able to sing or not, and so the day I got out of the hospital, I went over there because I needed to know if I could sing or not. And this is the first song we recorded together. So.
Wide River to Cross, Balsam Range, live on the State of Things.
Sorrow in the wind, blowing down the road I've been.
It's Buddy Melton last year, Male Vocalist of the Year this year at the IBMA. Tim White joins us now. He hosts the Bluegrass and Roots music show, Song of the Mountains, heard on PBS and also carried on UNC TV on Sunday evenings. Tim White, welcome to the State of Things. Good
well,
to see you.
Thank you, Frank. Glad to be here with you. Thank you for inviting me.
Balsam Range cleaned up last night. Tell us about that.
Oh, it was a great night for Balsam Range and much deserved. Balsam Range has been on Song of the Mountains twice, and hopefully we'll get those fellows back over there real soon. But I tell you, just the excitement in the room to see them just hit it out of the park last night was great. It was fun to watch, especially being in their home state of North Carolina.
They've won a lot. This is not their first time, and yet they're relative newcomers to the scene, right?
Well, as a group, they are. These guys have been around a long time performing, you know, in this bluegrass world. But, yeah, just a handful of years they've been together as a band, and I was glad when I saw these guys come back together. And one of the first, maybe the first year or the second year they were together, they came over and did Song of the Mountains, and I could tell then they were going to be something.
They are something. Buddy Melton told his story last year on the program, of course, that accident a few years ago. But there's another remarkable story, Phil Ledbetter, who won an award last night.
Phil Ledbetter, a good friend of mine, he's from down in Tennessee, around Knoxville area. He won Dobro Player of the Year, and Phil has been battling a blood-type cancer. He was cancer-free about a year ago, and he found out it came back, and he went through, some type of a stem cell surgery or transplant about 2 years ago, but he came back, and he was really concerned, and he's going on a cruise that I'm putting on next month, and I thought Phil's not going to be able to go, but he came back. He's doing great. He's taking chemotherapy treatments, but the doctors are working with him. He's going to go on the cruise. And last night, he took the Dobro Player of the Year award, and this was such a great, great moment.
Another emotional moment was when Amanda Smith won Female Vocalist.
Right? I tell you, that had to be the most touching part of the night that I saw. She won Female Vocalist of the Year and just couldn't hardly talk. She cried all the way through her acceptance speech, and it was just great.
She's part of a husband and wife team, right?
Yeah, Kenny and Amanda Smith, and they've been doing this a long time, so it was good to see them. One of the things, you know, in the bluegrass world, you see a lot of the same names come up for awards year after year, but last night, some people who were fairly new, at least in that list of award nominees, came across with it, and that was good to see.
Well, one of the places we expect to see a newcomer is in the category of emerging artist, and this year it went to Flat Lonesome. Let's hear a little sample of their music.
Just to mess around. Well, we're going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
Yeah, it's a song called Jackson by Flat Lonesome, won the Emerging Artist Award last night at the IBM A Awards ceremony. They're an emerging artist. Do we know anything about them?
Well, they're emerging in my world, too. I have their music. I do radio back in the Tri-Cities of Tennessee, Virginia, and I've heard them. I don't know them, but they're on my radar to see if we can get them over on Song of the Mountains. Great, great band.
Great band. This is one of the more interesting things about IBMA. We talked about the Dobro player. There's a bass player. This is an association that gives awards for individual instrumentalists and players, right?
Yeah, they've done. And one of the footnotes is this was the 25th annual award show last night. And, they have categories for banjo player of the year, guitar, Dobro, fiddle, bass, and mandolin. And I tell you, I don't know how they narrow it down. There is so much just true dyed-in-the-wool talent. That's what I was thinking with me and my wife Penny at the award show last night. We were just seeing the very, very tip of the iceberg of the talent that is in this bluegrass world. And to give out these individual awards on these individual instruments, they narrow it down to the top five. And there's literally hundreds of fine, fine pickers that could be on that list. I think bluegrass musicians are the most talented musicians in the world.
We're talking today about the IBM A Awards given out last night in Raleigh. We're talking about it today on The State of Things. Tim White is my guest, host of PBS Song of the Mountains. You do host that program. You're now going into your 10th year, right?
We're in our 10th year of tapings right now. We actually have another taping tomorrow at 2 at the Lincoln Theater in Marion, Virginia. And it's just been a great ride. I hope we do it another 30 years and I'm around on a walker to keep doing it. It's been a great way to showcase the music from our region, North Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Georgia, this southern Appalachian region. And I've just been truly blessed to be a part of that wonderful show.
You told me something interesting about the audiences because, as you say, you tape the show in Virginia, but a lot of North Carolina folks in that audience, huh?
Yeah, Marion's located just south of Wytheville where Interstate 77 and 81 intersect. So it's an easy trip over from North Carolina. But I host the live shows, and I'll ask from the stage, how many of you folks are from out of town? 90% of the hands go up in Marion, Virginia. And I say, how many of you folks are from North Carolina? And like clockwork, about 50% of the hands go up. So we appreciate UNCTV for being our presenting station for the show, which airs all across America. We're on 190 plus or minus outlets across America. Potential reach, I hear, of 147 million people. It's good for the bands. It's good for our music. And it's good for Marion, Virginia.
What about the music? I mean, what does this say about the health of the bluegrass industry? Still growing, flattening out? What's the trend?
I think there was a time a few years ago that we were all concerned that it might be flattening out, so to speak. But, you know, part of what I saw at the, and it's going on all weekend in Raleigh, is youth. We see a lot of young people, and they cater to the youth. The IBMA is catering, doing a lot of youth programs. I think it's alive and well. If you watch Song of the Mountains on public television, you see a lot of young people on our shows, too, and I try to lean as much that way as I can. I think it's in good hands. I think it's growing, and you're even seeing a broader spectrum of the styles of bluegrass. I mean, if you like Bill Monroe and Stanley Brothers, that's still there. But also on the other end of the spectrum, you got people like Balsam Range, Alison Krauss, Tony Rice, and other people that are going to the other end. So there's a big, wide selection. And I meet people sometimes that say, I don't like bluegrass. But once they hear it, they say, I was wrong. I do like it.
Tell us about Raleigh now. This is year two. A lot of excitement, a lot of enthusiasm after it moved from Nashville. Year one, everybody was excited, signed a five-year contract. Second year, is the honeymoon over? How are people feeling about Raleigh?
I think all I heard was positive. All I saw was positive. Now, I even went to the IBMA when it was in Louisville, Kentucky. That was fine. Nashville was good. But I'm not saying this because I'm sitting here in front of your microphone. I really like Raleigh. I love Raleigh. I think it's got a great atmosphere. It's got a great ambiance. And from everything I'm hearing from the movers and shakers that put it together, saying we have a lot of support from Raleigh.
You take that good mountain music, you bring it to the Capitol, and good things happen. Tim White, so great to talk with you.
Thank you so much, Frank.
Tim White is host of Song of the Mountains on PBS, presented by UNC-TV. You can see it Sunday nights at 6 across the network here in North Carolina. On the State of Things, talking about the world of bluegrass coming up, one of the greats, Bela Fleck. Stay tuned to the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill.